Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, nationally syndicated across the country on the Biz Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio WYBC and 1490 AM WGCH Greenwich. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business along with the business of politics and sports. The entrepreneurial founders of Epic Brands. First, the story behind the building of UGG Boots with Mr. UGG himself, the American dream with an Australian twist, and then the founder of another legendary brand, Sobe Beverages, with the Lizard King himself, who has a new adult beverage that they're rolling out. All of that today on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. And first up is Brian Smith, who with $500 brought Australian sheepskin footwear to America in the form of UGG Boots, which became the ultimate in cool. After building the brand, he sold the business to a major corporation, now an inspirational speaker talking about the virtues of entrepreneurship and, in his own words, dedicated to improving the planet a little every day. From sales of 30,000 in its first year, UGG Boots, now a billion-dollar brand, and he tells his story in the birth of a brand, launching your entrepreneurial passion and soul. Welcome, Brian. Glad to have you aboard.
Hey, good day, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And first off, I'm wearing a pair of the moccasin UGG shoes that you sent me very slightly, and I feel like I'm walking on pillows. They're the most comfortable things I've ever had.
That's why the company got into the billions.
I can understand it. All right, let's talk about the business. What struck me, 17 years you took the business, you drove it to $15 million. You were obviously born with a tremendous dose of patience and vision along with your entrepreneurial skills, right?
Yeah, and let me correct something you just said. You said okay. My first year sales was $30,000.
Yeah.
It took me not like 4 or 5 years to get to $30,000. My first, I thought because everyone in Australia wore these sheepskin boots, you know, it wasn't rocket science. I used to wear them when I went to high school. But I realized there were none in America, and I thought I'd be an instant millionaire. Mm-hmm. And so I borrowed $500 to bring the samples in, and you know, the surf shops all said, oh, fantastic, because they were all aware of them. But when I tried to go out, you know, I bought 500 pairs and tried to go sell them, everyone was saying, yeah, you know, they're great, but we couldn't sell them out of our store. They're too expensive. And, you know, so my first year's sales was 28 pairs, which was exactly $1,000.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. And you stuck with this. So tell us on your own, you called yourself a surfer dude stuck as an accountant. What triggered this decision to take this kind of a risk and to go to America?
Well, I never liked accounting, but I didn't give up things either. So I took 10 years to graduate. And I decided, you know, one day I was, you know, I'd ripped off the album of the plastic of an album called Dark Side of the Moon and Pink Floyd. And the words were, tired of lying in the sunshine, staying home to watch the rain. You are young and life is long and there is time to kill today. And I thought, oh, my God, that's talking to me. And then it went on and said, but then one day you find 10 years have got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. And I realized, oh, my God, I've been 10 years as an accountant, hating every minute of it. And all my friends have all passed me by. I've been running on the spot for 10 years. So that was really the impetus that made me come to America and look for the next big trend to bring back to Australia. And after I was a couple of months in America, I realized, oh, my God, there's no sheepskin boots. And one in two Australians wore them. So I just stayed. That's really how simple the business idea was.
I found that interesting, that the drifting that you were feeling and missing the starting gun. Did it take a whole lot of courage, or was there some kind of an aha moment?
It was tremendous. But I got goosebumps, you know, which to me is like my spirit. So I've had it so many times, I just figure that's my internal way of it, you know, my spirit contacting me. But it wasn't scary. It was an adventure. I mean, I didn't really like what I was doing. I was 28, 29. So it was an adventure for me to come across to America and look for a new product. I guess I had that entrepreneurial spirit all along, and I was just looking for an outlet.
And you let it come out. Okay, some of the big messages. Along these lines of taking your time, patience, you say you can't give birth to adults. Take us through sort of the passages.
It took me a few years and looking backwards, which is usually where you realize wisdom after all. I looked back after many years and realized that if I had had $1 million to start that UGG boot company, it wouldn't have gone any faster because you have to get the early adopters in. So I developed the theme of my book, which is called The Birth of a Brand. The theme of the book is you can't give birth to adults. What that means is you every business that's on the stock exchange listing, right, is conceived by somebody. And then the first action is taken and it's given birth. For me, buying samples was the birth of UGG. And then every business or movement or product goes into this horrible infancy and it just lies there. And there's no amount of urging it or overfeeding it or you know, whatever. This infant cannot get up and go to college. It has to be an infant. And that's where most entrepreneurs give up because they think they're not making any traction. Bit by bit, you'll get the toddling stage will come on, and that's when the business starts, you know, a few customers start buying and you get articles in the newspaper about you and that'll lead to youth, which is a really healthy stage for every company where you've got plenty of orders and plenty of production, accounting's working, shipping's working. You know, that's a great stage. But if it's a really, really cool business like UGG was, it's going to hit the teenage years, and that is super dangerous because it wants to be at every party in town. Hmm. And, you know, for me, it was like wanting to be in every trade show in the country, and we couldn't afford it, but we kept pushing the limits, so it was super dangerous. I almost lost control a couple of times during the teenage phase. But then, like any business, the administrators come and put all the controls in and you have a mature business. So every single company in the country is at some stage of that life cycle. And when I talk from the stage about that, afterwards I have so many people come up to me over the years who go, oh, my God, Brian, I was about to give up my business, but now I understand where I'm at in the cycle, and I've got new heart, I've got new energy, and I really, really appreciate the, you know, the thought. So it's very, very powerful.
Help save folks. Another message is ignorance is a key ingredient to success. Tell us what you mean.
And that's another one, you know, in hindsight, because had I known what I was in for, I never would have started. It's like having a baby. You know, you have to have ignorance, otherwise you would never give birth. you know, it's one of those essential things. To start a new business, especially a new product or a new internet service or something that hasn't been around before, it takes a while for people to get it. And because of that, you have to have, if I knew that my product was so seasonal that Americans didn't understand sheepskin, that I needed 12 pairs, like from size 3 to 13, to make sure there was something in the store if somebody came in and wanted a pair of 7s or 9s. You know, the cost of the inventory was horrendous. If I'd have known all these things up front, I probably would never have started the company. But when you get into it and you're passionate about the product or the service that you're offering, you'll figure out ways to handle that. And that's why, you know, sometimes like going to college to be an entrepreneur is like practicing to go on a date, you know. There's no way you can predict what's coming when you start a business. And the only thing to do is start and figure out the problems as you go.
As you look back again, what was the single thing that was biggest that you think you did right and the biggest mistake you made?
Well, I can't do that in 2 minutes. But the biggest thing I did right was get my marketing image correct. I'd been running ads for 3 or 4 years with these models and posing me on the beach. And it wasn't until I was getting no traction whatsoever. It was like 3 or 4 years, and I still hadn't got to $30,000 in sales. And I was having a beer with one of my buddies who owned a surf shop, and he called out to these little grommets in the back room, "Hey, you guys, come out here. What do you think of Uggs?" And they all went, "Oh, man, those Uggs are so fake. Those models, they can't surf." And I realized I'm sending the wrong message to my target market. So within a couple of weeks, within the next month, I hired a couple of young surfers who just turned pro who were really cheap, and I started running ads with these young pros, and I didn't show the product anymore. I showed us walking down the beach to Black's Beach or Trestles in San Onofre, and when I ran those ads, the sales went to $400,000, and it was instant because I hit the right message and the right image for my target market. And when I did that and was successful in surfing, I was able to duplicate that into snowboarding. I was able to duplicate that into the ice hockey market for the Midwest and so on. So that was probably the greatest thing I did.
All right, that's fascinating. Well, maybe we'll get to the biggest mistake in the next segment. Business Talk with Jim Campbell over the Business Talk Radio Network, 350 stations around the country. We'll be right back with more on the UGG story.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, "George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next?" Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We're back. Our guest, Mr. Ugg himself, Brian Smith, he's telling us the fascinating story of how he built a company from, what did you say, $2,800 your first year?
Zero, like $1,000.
Yeah, you sold 28 pairs. Yeah, I got it.
$1,000, yeah.
Tell us, as we were finishing the last segment, what's the biggest thing, if you could do it over again, how would you do it? What would that be?
Again, this is hindsight and retrospect. What I lacked during the entire growth of the 17 years of ARC was good financial knowledge. Even though I was a chartered accountant, I graduated as a CPA, which is in Australia a chartered accountant, I didn't understand financing. And that always put me behind the eight ball when I was growing, because after those first couple of years and I started to hit the marketing image right, I started doubling every year. And it was easy to get financing to buy $100,000 worth of boots, and still pretty easy to get $200,000 worth of boots. But when it got up into the millions, I wasn't able to raise capital because it was, number one, it was so seasonal, and the banks and the investment bankers were all saying, oh, it's a fad, it'll never be around next year. And this went on for 8, 9, 10 years. Wow. It's a fad, it'll never be around. And because of that, I wasn't able to get, and I didn't have the skills to create the business plan and the business model to raise the capital that I needed for the financing of the growth. Looking back, had I had a good financial advisor, I should have hired one in, although I was always bootstrapping it for those first 6 or 7 years because of the seasonality. Had I had the ability to bring in a really good financial partner and foresee the seasonality and the huge need for cash in the early middle of the summer when we had no sales, and then come winter we were selling like crazy, we had so much cash that we paid off all of our debts and then doubled size, and then we were stuck in a bigger problem for the following year. So that's my answer onto the what I wish I had have learned or done differently. I would have brought in someone with a much better financial knowledge to handle the growth.
Along those lines, you had to, at some points, get some partners and stuff, some of whom betrayed you. How did you deal with that? And you say in the book it doesn't end up as bad as you think if they end up stealing basically ideas or try to take your equity, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, that's I didn't realize I came across that harsh in the book. And the reason is, with my retrospect, we all look at the universe from our position at the center, right? We're all at the center of our own universes. And even though I felt like I was hard done by, by some of my investors, when I look back now, we were all trying to do the best we could to enhance our own personal, security and wealth and everything. And so I don't look at anybody that came in as trying to, you know, screw me over or anything like that. The differences were simply that we just had differences of opinion. And it was very, very difficult for me to deal with at the time and during the heat of the moment. And, you know, as it got closer to the sale of the company, then, there's one of the sayings I've made up is that, you know, you really find out a person's true character when the money hits the table, you know. But again, that was still, we all sort of went into it with eyes open. And I was doing the best I could from the center of my universe, and everybody else was too. So it takes that sort of teamwork and that yin and yang and the stress often to make a strong company.
Okay,
and,
now, you know, let's get on to one of the tough things here entrepreneurs often have a problem with is knowing when to let go of your baby. In your case, you sold it to Deckers Outdoor Corporation,
right,
who couldn't have built it like you did, but then they were able to run billion-dollar brands. How did you know when to let go? How did you find the right home for?
There was a guy called Doug Otto. When I was starting out in the very first year of UGG, I was selling them out of the back of my van at Malibu Beach and a couple of parking spaces up with this guy, Doug Otto, and he was selling these triple-decker sandals, neoprene thongs, out of the back of his truck. And for the next 10, 15 years, we kept crossing each other on the road. And we, as the businesses grew, we used to joke with each other, hey, you should buy me out. And, you know, we'd go, oh, you can't afford me and all that. It was a really good banter. Well, when I was building the UGG brand, it got to 15 million and we just had a really, really good season. I had good financiers in place at this time. But they were certainly not big enough to handle the following season, which looked like it was going to be, just based on preseason sales, looked like it was going to be a $25 million season. And in the meantime, Doug Otto, the sandal guy, had taken on a brand called Teva, and he'd gone public with that. So I knew he had $25-30 million in the bank. And I was at a trade show in Atlanta. I was at the airport in baggage claim, and way up the other end of the terminal, I saw Doug Otto. And I got goosebumps, and I went, oh, my God, that's the answer. His company dies every winter, and UGG dies every summer. If we could put them together, you've got a brilliant year-round business. And so I approached him, and, you know, we high-fived, and I said, Doug, if ever we're going to do it, now is the time. And so it was like a solution from heaven. It was like me going public without having to go public because we cashed out. And it was just one of those serendipitous, you know, moments.
And well-deserved.
All the stars aligned, yeah.
Well-deserved after the years you put in. As we just finish up now, you go out and preach to entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs, and you've got a term you call boomerpreneurs. What are they?
Well, that's a group of, you know, one day I was thinking, you know, we're all, you know, starting to turn 60. My generation is turning 60 now, but that we're certainly not over the hill, and I've got so much energy and so much more, many more ideas that I want to bring forward. I thought there's got to be a lot of us out there like that. When I was 20, a 60-year-old was like almost dead, but now that we're in our 60s, we realize just how much longer we're outliving our parents, you know, 20, 30 years longer, and so we've still got tons of energy. So that's a great market that I would, you know, have been looking at going after. But, it's sort of on the back burner at the moment because my speaking career with UGG is really my passion because I just love talking to entrepreneurs, young businesses, you know, CEOs of companies and entrepreneurial companies. It's fantastic.
Well, it's a great story. And thanks to Mr. UGG, Brian Smith. And the book is The Birth of a Brand, Launching Your Entrepreneurial Passion and Soul. Where can folks contact you if they're interested in getting you to come speak?
My website is Brian Smith Speaker. That's B-R-I-A-N smithspeaker.com. And there's a really good website that'll tell you everything you need to know about how to contact me and how to book me. And the book itself is available on Amazon or also on my website. So believe it or not, the book is, it's been out there a year now, and it's selling more and more as it gets older. It's really a good sign.
Just like your product did.
Yeah,
it's a great story. And really honored to have you. It's Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Next, we'll have the founder of Sobe Beverages and now rolling out Beso de Sol Super Premium Sangria. Thanks for your time, Brian. Enjoyed it.
Good, Jim. Thank you. Bye bye.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351. 888-999-1351.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
All right, we're back now with the second of our legendary epic entrepreneurs and brands. John Bello joins us, and he and I share two schools, the Tuck School of Business and Tufts University. And, of course, I've long heard of him, known of him, but finally getting to meet him as he joins us in studio here. And he's got quite an amazing set of accomplishments under his belt. He served 4 years in the U.S. Navy, tour of duty in South Vietnam, worked for General Foods on Sanka and Maxwell, the coffee brands. He worked for Pepsi. He worked for the NFL, where he was president of NFL Properties, the marketing and merchandising arm, and, of course, best known as the man behind Sobe Beverage New Age Drinks, the Lizard King, in fact. In 2001, he was named as the Ernst & Young National Entrepreneur of the Year in Consumer Products. And in the last hurrah, and why he joins us tonight in the entrepreneurial world, he's currently the founder, I believe, of Beso Del Sol Super Premium Sangria, moving into adult beverages now. Welcome, John. How are you?
Happy to be here, Jim. Let me just correct you. I am not the founder of Beso Del Sol.
I was wrong on both Sobe and...
Well, Sobe was correct.
Oh, okay.
Did it all on Sobe, but this one I managed to find a B-52 on the runway and with no fuel. We provided the fuel, and I'm having fun doing it because it's something I know and I understand.
Looking back first, I noticed in reading Wikipedia that in Vietnam you were referred to as the merchant of the Mekong Delta. What was that about?
Well, I was a supply officer supporting 42 river boats, the kind you saw in Apocalypse Now, those little PBRs. On my base, which was afloat, we had a ship store. Part of going to Vietnam for most sailors and most servicemen was coming home with a Sansui tape deck or Pentax camera, and I opened up a little store, and we did $4 million worth of business in a year. And all the profit from that went to the Welfare and Recreation Fund, which was dancing and fun and parties on the weekend. My tour duty in Vietnam was fun. I met a lot of people. It was kind of a year that where people count the days, met some great people, had a great experience. It was a year of Vietnamization. Mm-hmm. The only issue we had there was Cambodia, but... the Navy put me through college, through Tufts, Navy ROTC, that they didn't have it when you were there.
Right.
And I owed it to them, and I went there, and I had a great experience.
Everything you touch, you know how to generate business, that's for sure. One more on Wikipedia now, which is interesting, which I didn't know. When you were at the NFL Properties, says you lost a power struggle with Paul Tagliabue. What was that about?
Well, it did indeed. NFL Properties was a very small part of the business when I arrived there in 1979. I love football. I love the Washington Redskins. Kind of a dream job. Didn't think my wife would allow me to take the job when I was approached. Actually, I got involved with the NFL when I was at General Foods, and we did a promotion with the NFL. And they remembered me and understood that I had a marketing flair. And when the position came open, I took it. And it grew from $6 million in revenue when I first started as a marketing company, which was licensing and sponsorships, et cetera, to 1993. When I left, it was $300-400 million. And that's all pure profit. Paul Tagliabue came in 1990. Mm-hmm. I had worked a little bit with Roselle. We came from a company that nobody cared about to a company that everybody cared about. And money was a big issue at that point. And he wanted to consolidate control over everything, and I didn't want to be consolidated. So I didn't own anything, and the reality is things happen for a reason. I learned a lot. I was with a number of rugged individualists, not only the owners, But we had 350 licensees who were making a lot of money with NFL licenses. Companies are selling for $300, $400 million.
Wow.
And I wasn't getting any of that. I was helping, and I was a nickel millionaire. I had a good time, did a lot of travel, helped organize American Bowl football games, went to Hawaii every year, took my family around. But reality was I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I learned a lot internally about what it took to build businesses. And when I left, it was kind of a good omen, and I jumped into the beverage business and took a year.
The rest is history.
The rest was, it worked out very well.
In fact, you did learn that it's nice to be the owner. You sold it to Pepsi for $370 million. But tell us briefly, everything you did seemed to be unconventional there, from the product mix to the guerrilla marketing,
right,
to the Lizard King, to
right,
John Daly, I read, as your ambassador. Tell us, everything was different, unconventional.
Well, I'm basically an unconventional kind of guy. I work best for myself because I can write a deck and present it to myself and do what I need to do, and I have to only be responsible to the investors and the investment committee, which is my wife and family. Sobe was a fun product. We had a good time developing it. The whole concept of a lizard came off a facade of a building in South Beach, which was going to be the geographically based lifestyle concept for our product. You know, based on Arizona tea and Long Island tea and clearly Canadian, I thought a lifestyle would work. And we put that lizard on the bottle. And the first go-around with the product was a thing called South Beach. It really didn't work that well. We tried too hard with the labels, but people liked the lizard and some of the flavor concepts. The young people I was working with, actually the son of my boss at General Foods, who then became our VP of marketing, then went on to do Blue Buffalo. So we've had some good successes together. I started having fun with the brand. Our slogan was a very fraternity-oriented drain the lizard, which has a double entendre, and that just exploded in terms of people responding to the brand. We had slogans under the crown like Life Lizards in the Pursuit of Happiness, basically thematic kinds of things that in those days was a form of viral marketing in terms of where all these slogans came from, and we sat around in a room and came up with all those things. And that worked out very well for us. And then we had a thing called the Lizard Line where people could call us, talk to us, tell us what they liked and what they saw. And we knew we had a lizard by the tail just by listening to the, what these people had to say. And we just took it from there and moved forward with a concept called So Be Yourself, which was being yourself and being true to yourself. And John Daly showed up one day. We surfaced him as a potential spokesman. Some people had some misgivings about it, and my wife and I were playing a golf tournament in Florida, and he was playing there, and he actually won the event with Laura Davies. We saw him on the putting green. I went up and talked to him, and he had just lost his sponsorship with Callaway because he beat up his wife or did something. And I said, hey, how would you like to be involved in this? And I showed him the bottle. He said, I'll do anything for money. So we signed him up, $15,000.
Wow.
We did a press release. First thing he says to the press, AP picked it up. I like all those Sobe flavors. They all go well with vodka. The people at Pepsi who were looking at us at the time had an issue with that. I didn't have an issue with that because it was picked up by every major newspaper. Same thing happened with Bodie Miller. He was a young hotshot who I saw on TV. Actually, my wife saw him on TV. They were talking about up-and-comers on the U.S. ski team. He had a cast on his left hand, and he explained that he was on his skateboard, and he fell off with a bottle of Sobe Energy in his hand. And he wasn't mad at Sobe Energy at all. In fact, he loved Sobe. As it happened, maybe 6 months later, we were at Beaver Creek, where the U.S. ski team was doing the Worlds. And my wife, Nancy, mentioned, let's give Bodie a call. And I didn't remember his name. So we called. He came down. He was actually with his mother. He was 19 years old.
Wow.
Signed him up on the spot. $15,000, gave him my jacket, said he would do it. I talked to his family lawyer. 3 weeks later, he's in the New York Times with Sobe on his helmet.
For $15,000.
For $15,000, and then he's in the Olympics, and he's on Sports Illustrated and talking about Sobe. So we had a couple of great athletes, but we also had some other athletes. We were the first to kind of do the X Games with Downstreet Lou Jean. We used to gorilla every event. Now, you know, Mountain Dew would be sponsoring the X Games, and we'd be coming by with our bus and throwing out T-shirts. and our athletes were winning all the events, holding a bottle of Sobe on the winner's stand. So we got a lot of attention, got a lot of media attention, and of course I would talk it up. We had, I think, very aggressive marketing from the standpoint of going right after our competitors. At first it was Arizona, and we used to say we're going to put Arizona in a coma. And then we talked about Snapple, and we're going to knock the crap out of Snapple. And we used to sticker their displays. It was a
guerrilla marketing.
It was guerrilla with a capital G. It was totally fun. We had young people. We had my daughter involved, my kids involved, my friends' kids. We were the last refuge for the unemployable. We took people who basically couldn't work anywhere else, including myself, who came on, and they were basically rock stars. We had buses that would go to different events, and it just worked out very, very well for us. And you know you're a winner when there are a lot of wannabes. People copy what you're doing. I think what really made the brand was it was great tasting. It had a good look. It really represented well on the shelf. But we also added some value-added nutrients at the time. We were the first nutraceutical, ginseng, ginkgo, guarana, stuff to make you smarter, stronger, skinnier, sexier. All worked out very, very well. And it within 3 years, Coke was talking to us, then Pepsi talked to us, and it was off to the races.
3 years, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to hear about the next version of trying to build an epic brand, seeing if his luck stays strong, and it appears that it does. Beso de Sol Super Premium Sangria comes to the market next.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we're back with John Bello. And now he's come to the market with an adult beverage, Beso del Sol Super Premium Sangria. Tell us the story.
Beso del Sol means kiss of the sun. After my run at Sobey, I became an investor. I worked for a venture fund for a while, which I didn't like because I was listening to a lot of deals that, frankly, weren't going anywhere. I went out on my own and had a family fund, and I had a friend, actually a Tufts grad, who called me one day and said he had a friend that worked in a liquor store, and he had a product called Beso del Sol, which was an all-natural sangria imported from Spain. It came in a box, very hot category. Varietals are very hot. The whole box wine segment is the fastest growing segment in the wine industry. And these guys had this unbelievable product sitting on the runway, no fuel. They needed money. It was started at Disney. It was tested among 15 different brands, picked to be the new sangria at Disney. Within 3 to 6 months, it became the number one alcoholic beverage there other than beer. The beverage director at Disney said, this is my chance. So he jumped out of that and joined up with the broker who actually developed the product with a group in Spain, and they went to market with the brand. And the way it started was that this beverage director had relationships with Red Robin, Grimaldi's, Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza. These are all people he worked with, and they put the product in there. Sangria is a very difficult product to make and mix. This came in a box. It lasts 6 weeks. It actually lasts 2 years on the shelf. And it was easy to serve, and it tasted better than anything out there. And because they've got 2,000 or 3,000 accounts, right off the bat, they were able to sign up 50 first-tier national distributors, one in every state.
Wow.
Like Southern Wine and Spirits, Glazers in Connecticut is Hartley Parker. All the things that were hard for me to do at Sobey, they had done, and all they needed was money. I helped raise about $4 million to basically get the product there, working capital, and the brand's on fire. First year, do $10 million, which is, in this category, huge. It's on the same trajectory as Sobey was its first year.
So it's growing just as quickly.
Yeah. It won't do. We got to 40 million cases with Sobey before Pepsi looked at, but in the
40 million, wow.
40 million, it was big, but it still didn't matter that much to companies like Pepsi, where their brands are huge. This one, given the category, the alcoholic beverage category, there's a lot of acquisition, A lot of fun products that that the suppliers tend to bring in, like Constellation, just to fill niches. And we think that this one will grow very quickly. A lot of air. It's exploded at Publix, and it started. Well, it started on premise. We're now at AMC theaters. We're in sports venues. We're doing a.
You're doing casinos and like ball casinos, stadiums,
yeah.
Et cetera.
We're doing a promotion with the Red Sox. I'm a Yankee fan, but we're doing a thing box with the Sox, and so we got the pour in the stadium, and we have promotions all over New England, all over New England, with a great distributor up there, we just think it's on fire, and we just opened up with Publix in Florida, so that market is like totally covered. We're using it as a prototype for the rest of the country. And it's exploded everywhere. And
that box, right, it's actually environmentally sound, too, right, because it's saving a lot of glass bottles that are being...
Well, we have bottles as well because some markets like bottles. But this box, the whole concept of box wines has really exploded. In this box, you have 3 liters. It's basically 4 bottles of wine. It's $20. And we also have Tetra Paks, which are single-serve items. And most wine and liquor or spirits aren't built for convenience store channel.
I was going to say
this one is, and it registers and it rips off the shelf. And we've opened up 7-Eleven and Valero in Texas and California and in Florida. So the thing is exploding. There's a lot more to do. We have a great team. The CEO of the company, who was a broker for 25 years, is more me than me when I was, you know, the Lizard King pulling the strings, or the Lizard of Oz, I like to say, pulling the strings. He's a wild man. I have to keep him under control. And he's doing unconventional things as well, like the Red Sox. We've done some minor league hockey. We've done some volleyball tournaments. We're just trying to find our way, and maybe Bodie Miller and John Daly, the new Bodie Miller and John Daly, will show up.
We'll sign him up. Not only are you obviously a concept and a brand builder, but I noticed you're good business stuff, too. And the deck you sent me, the bag in a box, is designed to provides a better profit margin to the restaurant itself. And also, I don't know, how did you do this? You sold the first 40,000 cases with no capital investment.
Incredible, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
And we did the same thing with Sobe, where Strobe Brewing produced our first round of products. Most businesses are looking for the next big thing, and they're willing to step out if they believe in the people, and they believe in the business plan, they believe in the product, and this is a great product, obviously, as was Sobe. What we did is we got our producer in Spain to produce the thing for us, and everything they brought in, because they had opened all those accounts, sold. They just ran out of money because the demand was so high. That's what makes this whole thing really work. We did Sobe on a shoestring. Compared to most other new age beverages, we did Sobe for less than $7 million.
Amazing.
And built it to a $300 million brand. Other brands spend up to $180 to $200 million to get it going. It's a very difficult category. This one will do very, very well with just that one round of capital, positive cash flow at this point.
Wow.
I'm just happy as a clam.
A lot of sales guys just don't know how to bring it to the bottom line.
The bottom line on any successful business is make it work for everybody along the food chain. Not only
exactly.
Us as suppliers, but also the retailers.
The restaurants.
And the restaurants, as well as, we're selling this to AMC Theaters. They're selling it for $10 a glass.
They're making
huge money on the thing, and it's good promotion for us. So it's good money for the distributors as well, and then you work with them. And what we did at Sobe is we outworked all of our competition. I was in the street going up and down Putnam Avenue, getting in trouble going up and down Putnam Avenue on Saturday night, stuffing stuff in the shelves and getting calls on Monday, come and take your stuff out, but work for me. I had a good time. You know, I went from sitting in at the Super Bowl with kings and presidents to taking my Volvo up and down the street, putting product on the shelf. It was fun, and it's certainly satisfying.
Great story. I'm talking to John Bello, man with a Midas touch, building brands. You've been listening to Business Talk with Jim Campbell. You can get podcasts at iTunes or the network, biztalkradio.com. Our next show, founder and CEO of Plymouth Rock Insurance, James Stone. He was former chairman of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission under President Carter. He's going to look at taking on political gridlocks. He's got bold solutions for government debt, income inequality, entitlements, health care, and financial regulations. In other words, all the stuff the politicians don't have the guts to go after. Thanks again to Mr. Ugg, Brian Smith, the Lizard King, John Bellow. Thanks to our national audience for listening. We'll see you next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.